with another Short Shifts episode. 10 minutes are on the clock. Jeffrey Jehu Levecchio has no idea what the topic is. He might not even know what cities he's in some of the times, but we're going to let him go anyway. Vex, should you choose to accept, are you ready to go?
Let's go. I always accept.
Okay. I want to talk about wall play for wingers coming out of the breakouts.
Ooh.
Wall play for wingers coming out on the breakouts. And you were a winger for most, if not all of your career, I would say.
I did identify as a winger, correct.
Coming from you, that's just priceless. So give our listeners some tips. Like, what are, if you're coaching, you know, what are some things that you would talk about with your wingers? If you're a winger, what are some things that you should be aware of that can make you better on the walls? Let's go.
Dude, this is a great topic because it's one that I struggled with when I was younger. Like, I definitely struggled with wall play when I was younger because I was nervous about getting hit and stuff, you know, like for sure. I remember actually my first AAA coach, Scott Sanderson, after one of my first AAA games in Minnesota, came in the locker room, and he's such a great dude. He's done so much for St. Louis hockey, and he's like, "And Levecchio, you're skating around like you got a carton of eggs in your pants that you're trying not to break." But getting to wall play, I think first and foremost, Toph and I say this on the podcast all the time, you have to scan. So the goal is when you're going to the wall, whether it's being rimmed or you're just getting to the wall quickly, which I'll get to in a second, you need to know what's happening all around you so that you have an idea of how much time you have, how much space you have, and then also where your outs are. All three of those things, extremely important, extremely important. Number two, as I just said right there too, this is something that like a lot of younger players, including myself, it took me a while to get this. The harder and faster and lower usually that you get onto the wall, so the faster you get to the wall, the lower you get, and the faster you get into like a good position to receive either the pass or the rim, the more time and space you're going to give yourself to make a play. If you go to the wall slowly, right, that's going to give forecheckers more time to get set up and get on top of you and all over you, which means now you're probably going into the boards with them right on top of you, and pretty much your only play is to eat it, which we can get to that in a second too. So I'm telling you, get to the wall sooner. Look around as you're getting to the wall, all over. Scan, you know, how far is that player? Do I have time to catch it? Turn up ice. Can I turn up ice as I'm catching it? Because I pre-scanned and I know that I've got like 3 seconds before anybody's going to hit me, which also will allow you to be calm, corral the puck, and then get it on your stick in a placement, which will allow you to make a smarter play. And then after that, if you do have to get there later and there is a guy on you, pre-pinch. Pre-pinching will give you time. And
can you elaborate on pre-pinching, what that means for people that might not?
Right. So a pinch is when the D-man or even the winger could be like comes down the wall hot on you and pinches and tries to hit you and get body position, make contact as you're getting the puck, maybe even a second before as you get older, so that you cannot make a play. So when you get to the wall later, whether that's because of where you were in the zone, or it's because they're a team that pinches hard, either with their third forward or their D, if you know that you can't get to the wall and have some time, I started, which made it a lot easier, going right at the forward that's a forechecker or right at the D-man, especially on rims, and I would sprint at them and use my peripheral vision as I got older and smarter and better to see and try and time right about when the puck was getting there. And I would look like I was going to go for the puck, and I would lift their stick and hit them and pre-pinch before they could try and hit me. You smoke D-man when you pre-pinch, especially deception. Toph and I talk about all the time, especially if you look like you're going to go for the puck, which means they think they've got the drop on you, and then bang, you reverse shoulder them. Not only will the puck probably just go right out of the zone, if you get really good at this, you can angle your skate on the boards to where you lift the D-man stick, you pre-pinch, you shoulder check into him as he's about to hit you, and then you angle your skate so the puck can like go out of the zone or into the center if you've scanned and you see your center is coming underneath.
I like that.
A lot of info there, but
what else you got?
I'd also say another one that I love doing is if a guy was pre-pinching and on me hot and I'm coming down the wall because maybe it's like a transition or we were kind of circling or whatever and my timing was off. I also would do this thing where if my center was coming underneath where I would skate down the wall, I would let the D-man or the forward really get like all up in my grill, like all up in my business. And I would lift their stick as the puck's coming and I would place my skate for those of you watching. I got to do this so you can hear me. I'm coming down the wall. If this is the wall, this is the boards. I'm coming down the boards. I would put my skate so it's like that. So as the puck comes up the boards, I'd lift the D-man stick and this puck would just go off my skate right underneath to the centerman. And then the D-man is like so surprised by that. You can curl out of that and move out of it fast. And then I guess the last thing I'd say here so that you got 3 minutes to talk on this topic is make a great play. As you get older, passing underneath to the weak side D-man on the wall is almost always open if you have a good center coming up and then he pushes the back checkers back.
The wingers go. The wingers.
Wingers cutting across, right? And usually you're going to pass under the center too because the center is going to be there for you to pass a little bit ahead and you pass it right off his back skate to the D-man who comes up right off the near post, usually sometimes the far post, and that underneath play is there. But no matter what, anybody listening, guys, girls, whatever, it's your job to practice this. If you watch a guy like Nicklas Backstrom, we had Eric Fair on the podcast, unbelievable guy, unbelievable Stanley Cup champion, owner of Lactigo. If you haven't tried that, get it. What's up? Unbelievable stuff. And he talked about Nicklas Backstrom, and this is a power play, wall play type of thing, where the reason that he's gotten so many assists is every practice, Fairzy said that they'd be ripping him rims in the offensive zone for him to catch it, get it over, and be ready to make a great pass, probably over to 88 or eight. What is he? Eight? Over to eight and just rip a one-time bomb for like 9,000 goals. So wall play also comes into play in the offensive zone as well.
There we go. First of all, correction, it was Reid Cashman, not Eric Fair, who said that.
It was Cashman who said that? Okay.
He was an assistant in Washington at the time, head coach at Dartmouth now. So fail.
It's okay. Everything else, money.
Everything else, A+. okay, so I got like 2 minutes here, and so I want to reiterate the shoulder check and scan. It's the most important thing. You watch any NHL player on the wall, like – you'll see 3, 4, 5 times and they know where the D man is coming down. They know where the other four checkers are. They know where their center is. They know where that weak side defenseman are. Like it's a gift. If you could like, honestly, like if you're really good along the walls, you can have a pretty good career playing hockey. That there are guys playing in the NHL who are really good along the wall in the D zone and really good in front of the net in the O zone. And they make millions of dollars a year. Just because it's hard to do that. It's really, really hard to be good at those things. And so I think that's important. One thing I kind of want to talk about too is like kind of where to stand, like as a winger, because there's different ways. This is more for the coaches than anybody else. Cause a lot of times playing hockey now, the D are pinching. They're always down. You're always, somebody's in your grill. A lot of times it's the D coming down. So there's two ways you can kind of look at it. One is you can get really low. Right now the D is like, I'm not sure if I want to pinch and go all the way down by like the corner. But what you're doing in that situation too, is you're putting yourself in a position where there's not a lot of time and space because your D man's probably standing pretty close to you there. And the forechecker who's coming at the D man can now reroute to you if it comes to you. But again, it's a, I don't know, whatever your preference is, or you could stand a little bit higher. If the D are always pinching, now you're a little bit closer to the blue line. Now you have different options. If the D's down on you, right now you can, either you can just easily chip it out of the zone or you can hit the center coming low underneath. You know, it gives you a little bit more zone in your zone time as well. 30 seconds. The other thing is like what you kind of said this, but like understanding where the pressure is coming from is everything. If you're good at understanding where the pressure is coming from. So like if the D is right along the wall, get your ass along the wall. Right. And get the puck. Now you're shielding it. You're protecting it. Now you can make that play. Or if the D's come in from more of like the inside. Now you pre-pinch them, like you said, get your ass into them coming from like the inside out. And now you maybe be able to kind of like chip the puck off the wall to the winger that's coming or to the, you know, the center that's underneath. So maybe we should talk a little bit more about this because 10 minutes is up. I just realized 10 minutes is up, but
yeah, dude, I love this topic. Actually, I do. Let's make it a little more in 10 minutes.
We'll go part two.
Let's just keep going. Let's give the people their money's worth. Guys, we'll give you a few more minutes here. You know what else? It's not a bad play to eat it. If you have nothing, it's so way better than turnover.
That was one thing I had in my notes here, especially in youth hockey. This is like one of the biggest mistakes is like a winger will go down like kind of by the corner and then just hit the puck up to the point.
To his point, man.
Right. So now the center's got to come out, you know, and take his position. Now he's got to, you know, be underneath. In that situation, what a lot of times coaches will say is like, it's never a bad play to eat it. It's a 50-50 at the end of the day. Now you just got to win a battle with your teammates against the other team rather than poking it up right to the D-man. Now all of a sudden that D-man's got a ton of time and space because that's your guy. And
your dog.
Then it's with peanut butter. Yes, absolutely. The other thing is, I think it's a really good skill. And this is something you can actually do in like small group sessions, but like teaching wingers to take the D-man's hands away. So like shielding the D-man's hands while you're pre-pinching him, which is, I think, the word that you called it, like take their hands away. At the end of the day, that's what you have to do, is you have to understand where the pressure is, where the D-man's stick is. And if you can take their hands away, like now you're able to protect the puck. Now you're able to hold on to it for an extra half a second for somebody to get open or play to open up or for you to even just get the puck out. So like take their hands away, I think, is a awesome skill. And that's a skill that like you can do at a middle drive on the rush on forecheck. There's so on back to like, that is a skill, learning how to take the forechecker or back checker or whoever's hands away. Like unbelievable, especially in like races and battles and 50-50s.
Coaches, this like wall play should be worked on every week, because it's that important for your player's development for the rest of their life. So make sure this is something that you're putting an emphasis on throughout the year and every season.
Absolutely. All right. Time's way up.
Share the show.
Share the show.